Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, members of the Irish Farmers Association, they're continuing their 12-hour blockade outside one of the country's largest retail distribution centres this evening as they demand an immediate rise in the price they're paid for beef. German retailer Aldi distributes products to stores all over the country from its massive warehouses in Naas in County Kildare, where delivery trucks have been blocked from entering or exiting throughout the day. Our reporter John Cook joins us now live from Naas. John, what's the latest there this evening?
Well, the blockade continues, as you said, Mary, and it will do so until 7 o'clock this evening. There's really heavy traffic on the roads around Naas here at Jigginstown outside the industrial estate where I am and where Aldi's retail distribution centre is. But none of it's really being caused by the tractors or the farmers' blockades, which have been relatively peaceful since some heated words between farmers and hauliers this morning. Gardaí have been here to maintain the peace and to maintain traffic calming in the area because the lorries have been contained inside the warehouse grounds and this retail park. When I arrived at the scene this afternoon, there were tricolour flags waving from the round bales and trailers and tractors here, displaying signs saying Roscommon IFA and farmers groups in Wicklow and Kilkenny. There are trailers and round bales, as I said, blocking the entrances to the Aldi distribution centre, and farmers from right across the country gathered round a bonfire. But before we come to them, Mary, the first person I spoke to was one of the many hauliers resting in their lorries because there wasn't much more they could do, really. They were they're here for the long haul until 7 this evening. One man from Donegal was cleaning his lorry to pass the time. I asked him what happened this morning at 7 a.m.
I come up and place was blocked, just nobody getting on the 7 o'clock this evening. Not much you can do.
So you collect from Aldi's distribution centre here in Naas and deliver to shops across the country, is it?
Yeah, I deliver all around the country, just. Oh, I left on a goal, 3:30 should have, so.
Arriving here at 7 to find what?
Blockages and told them we weren't getting in. So, have to wait now to 7 this evening before we get in.
There was, well, there's farmers, we can see their placards, we can see the round bales and trailers as well. Well, you know what it's all about. Were you delivering, would you be delivering meat today?
I probably would have been now, but we would have been if we had got on.
But the lorry is stuck outside and that's why you're cleaning it.
Cleaning it out, they pass it at a time just.
Because you expect to be here until 7 this evening and maybe to pick up a load to deliver after that time, is it?
Aye, back to Donegal and we'll load then after.
And you'll keep on working tonight then?
Aye.
How do you feel about the farmers' protest and their, I suppose this is the latest demand for higher beef prices, this time from the IFA?
Aye, well, they shouldn't be blocking the way they block it. Like they're blocking everything, not just meat. Shouldn't be done the way it's been done, like.
Well, that's one Donegal haulier hoping to collect his Aldi deliveries 12 hours late this evening. John, the farmers' blockade, it's the latest in a long line of protests we've seen. But what led the country's largest farming body to mount this one?
Well, it's still about price, Mary, and the lack of any price increase. It's less than a week since I spoke to you from a farmers' gathering in Limerick, where the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said it was only reasonable and fair that beef prices would rise in the coming weeks because of how they have fell in Ireland, well below EU and UK averages. Even farmers here on the pickets raising issues about the price of beef in Brazil coming up to the price of Irish beef. And we know about the quality issues involved there. Well, farmers felt perhaps buoyed by that support, perhaps from Taoiseach Leo Varadkar last week. They went into the Beef Task Force talks on Tuesday to be told by Meat Industry Ireland, well, you're going to have to wait much longer, it seems, for the prices to rise again. Meat Industry Ireland citing the protests throughout late summer as the reason why they're still in recovery and unable to raise their prices. But farmers are really disappointed, and the largest farming group in the country, the Irish Farmers Association, is demanding immediate action now, hence today's blockade and more to come, they say. The first of the farmers I spoke to around the bonfire was Chris Hill from Wicklow.
The price of cattle across Europe has risen significantly in the last month. The beef market index has shown that clearly in the last few weeks. We're not seeing it happening here in Ireland. The rest of Europe is moving on rapidly, we're not. Back in July, when the protests in summer started, we were at parity with European prices, so there was nothing to be fought for. There is a fight to be taken now. Under the terms of the Beef Task Force agreement, we can't go near meat factories, and we're honouring that agreement. We're not.
So
going
you think
near
those meat factory protests were wrong at that point then?
Well, you could never say they were wrong. It was just the timing was wrong. At a different time, they would have been very effective, but the timing was wrong.
Is Christmas the right time to protest now? Well, when you could see empty shelves,
we see a market
in the supermarkets.
We see a market differential occurring at European level, and most of our beef product leaves the island and goes to Europe. But we feel that there is plenty of scope for Irish meat processors to raise their prices at this present moment, and they're failing to do it. And that's the main reason we're here.
Matt Moore, Crahan Hill. It's an awful day. Aldi's making money and we're making no money, so like we want to distribute fairly. Everybody gets a fair platter at the whip and we want to say in the prices. Like, you know, there's no point in advertising how much money you save if we're making a loss.
The beef plan protests and the individual farmers protesting throughout the end of the summer they led to talks and a process. The IFA is not happy with that process and what happened on Tuesday. You were expecting an immediate rise.
Well, I'd be a member of both, like in that, and both sides we're not happy with what's going on, and we're going to keep going until we get a fair price. There's no stop to this.
John Crowley from Dasola, Kilkenny, Munkhyen. The beef industry is in complete crisis at the moment, and it's just not sustainable. If I stayed in the beef industry, I would be mentally, physically, and financially broke. Simple as that. I have 24 more cattle to go to the factory at the moment, but that's the last of the cattle on my farm. Well, sure, I'm getting 350 a kilo at the moment, and that's not sustainable. It doesn't stack up. The figures, you have to be getting 420, 430 minimum to just be at a level playing field. And I'd say breaking even is no use, because you're not going to stay in business and survive in business. We're outside here. I'm here today in support of the IFA of blockading at Aldi here, distribution centre. They've put in huge and millions and billions into their business investment. They're getting a margin. Our beef industry at the moment is not going to survive. It's finished.
It seems that the IFA, very disappointed nothing happened on Tuesday, also annoyed that the agriculture minister wasn't there. In the face of rising prices, it seems, in Europe and even Brazil. Yeah. What's your message to the minister now?
I think the Minister Creed, I think, is an absolute disaster. I'm just totally disappointed with him. You know what I mean? World prices are increasing substantially for beef at the moment, but we're not seeing any of it. But it must start happening. It's not going to rise up massively fast, but there must be some sort of a rise very, very quick before it's too late.
Farmer John Crowley there. Now, John, there was mixed public reaction to the farmers' tractor blockades in Dublin last week. What has support been like from locals in Naas today?
Well, that's what I've been trying to find out, Mary, at a supermarket, and an Aldi supermarket at that, just down the road here from their distribution centre. I should point out none of Aldi's stores across the country have been affected by this blockade so far, but people are wondering whether blockades like it could lead to shortages on the shelves in the coming weeks. Aldi, for its part, says it's extremely disappointed by today's protest. They had welcomed the resumption of the beef task force and said they had engaged positively with farmer groups on the issue of beef prices over recent months. But retailers are not part of the beef task force, and for months farmers have been telling us that retailers need to be around the talks table as they're very much part of the picture. So it'll be interesting to see whether anything changes there or whether prices change in line with IFA demands this evening. From the shoppers, they had mixed views when I asked them how they feel about the farmers' protest.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, you know, I heard it on the radio earlier that up the north they're making maybe 50 cent more. So if I could stand beside them, I probably would.
There'll be a big change now. I think even after Christmas, there's going to be a big change.
What kind of change?
All the meats and everything is going to go sky high, I think.
And how do you feel about that as a shopper, as a customer?
I'm not very happy, actually, because it's dear enough at the moment.
Probably the price of beef is too low. It is probably too cheap. And we're all being told now that we should be eating less meat, so it shouldn't be made as cheap as it is, maybe, or as easily available. And probably the farmers aren't getting a fair deal for the price it costs them to produce the meat.
So you'd pay more, but you might buy less of it in future.
Buy less of it, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Did you buy beef yourself in your shopping there today?
Yeah, I did.
And what do you think of the price of it?
Oh, good, very good in Aldi.
Is it too good to be true? Is it too cheap?
I'm not answering, no comment on that one.
Would you pay more for it?
No.
I think some farmers are struggling, yeah. They're not getting the price. I was reading in the paper this morning where a lot of calves, 30,000 calves under two weeks are being put down every year. So, I mean, there's something wrong with that.
Aldi won't lose out. We're the ones who lose out, isn't that right?
I don't know.
I have a view. I think they're right to look for an increase in meat prices, but I think they shouldn't do this coming at this time of the year. I don't think this will solve anything doing this.
Do you worry about how much the farmer is getting?
I can't say it's my first thought, but I guess when events like today happen or when they're outside the meat processing plants, it does make you think. I thought it was a little bit disingenuous. They seemed to drop it on the distribution centre this morning without much notice that I heard of. But ultimately, there's not smoke without fire. You know, the meat processors a few weeks ago and now the distribution centres for the retailers. So there's definitely something in it.
Would you be willing to pay more for your meat if the prices go up for the farmers?
I think if it's a fair price for the farmers, fair price for the customers, then yeah, I'd pay it.
I would. Great. Yes, meat to me is important. Good quality is important.
Aldi shoppers in Naas today, down the road at the blockade at the distribution centre where John is. The protest goes on, but it is due to end in under 2 hours' time, John. Will there be more blockades to follow?
That's what the IFA says. It's due to end at 7 o'clock here this evening when we expect the tractors, the trailers and the round bales to be moved on. The bonfires are still burning from now until 7 o'clock and the hauliers, more of them arriving actually in the last while, probably hoping to start returning to normal business after 7 o'clock. There is a warning from the IFA. More protests are to come unless there's an immediate response from the meat factories in terms of price. They're not saying when and where, whether it's tomorrow or the coming days. Here's Chairman, the IFA's National Livestock Chairman, Angus Woods.
Well, there has to be an immediate price rise. And the price rise should have happened weeks ago. You know, we're looking for a price rise that should have happened weeks ago. So that has to happen.
If you don't get it, will you go back into talks? Will there be more of these protests? Because it ends within the next hour or two here at 7 o'clock this evening. You're saying there will be other blockades.
Oh, absolutely. Every option is open to us. I mean, ultimately, what happens next is down to the processors and what they do next. If they come with the price rise that they should come with, there will be no problems. If they hold tight and if they continue to offer the low prices that are available at the moment, we will have to escalate it.
Are you setting a deadline on that? Will we see more protests tomorrow, next week, in the run-up to Christmas? Because shoppers will be worried about empty shelves. These hauliers behind us are worried about getting their jobs done as well.
And our farmer families are worried about not being able to afford Christmas themselves. So there has to be a price rise coming, and we expect that price rise to come immediately.
And there's no definite plans on the protests, sir?
Oh, you can be sure there are definite plans. There are definite plans on it. If there isn't a response from the processors on this, we will, of course, have to escalate our action.
And that's the IFA Livestock Chairman Angus Woods ending John Cook's report from Naas.